You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Bill Mahoney reports for Politico that politicians are beginning to line up to run against Governor Andrew Cuomo, who seems politically damaged after several sexual harassment and/or assault allegations and other scandals. Representative Lee Zeldin, a Long Island-based Republican, announced April 8th that he was running and raised $1 million in the next 24 hours. Quote, "I'm running for governor of New York in 2022 to save New York," unquote, Zeldin, a four-term congressperson, wrote on Twitter. Quote, "I'll bring the kind of relentless fighting spirit towards helping to save our state that Cuomo reserves for multi-million dollar self-congratulatory book deals, cover-ups, abuse, and self-dealing," unquote. 2 days before, Andrew Giuliani, the son of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, said he may seek the Republican nomination for governor. Lewis County Sheriff Michael Carpinelli started his campaign last year. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro and former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, the party's 2018 and 2014 gubernatorial nominees, are said to be contemplating taking on Cuomo again when the Democrat attempts a fourth term in 2022. Read more about this story at Politico. Alila Schneider at Columbia Green Media reports about how fast property values are increasing in Hudson. A building at 542 Warren Street sold October 4th, 2012, for $579,000 to Russell Gibson and Duncan Calhoun, who turned it into the Barlow Hotel. Michael Glickman and Benjamin Rinsler bought it March 1st for $2.15 million. They are renovating the building and reopening the hotel as the Hudson Whaler by Memorial Day weekend. Glickman says that, quote, "We picked that name because we love the little-known fact that Hudson is an old whaling town," unquote, even though there are whale signs along many streets in the city. The previous owners also seem less than invested in the community, with Gibson complaining on social media last year about the school tax locally that they pay, quote, "even though we have no kids in the school," unquote. Gibson and Calhoun are also selling the Croft House Bed and Breakfast at 5 Willard Place, asking $1,350,000 there. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that a report by the group FWD.us found many instances where the media failed to explain how the measure to end cash bail in New York worked. The report says the media spread misinformation and did not check the claims made by opponents to the measure. That ultimately led to, the report suggests, more people in jail during the pandemic. Quote, "We also saw the poll numbers," unquote, said Laura Bennett, the group's research and policy manager for criminal justice reform. Quote, "Support for bail reform was declining just days after the law took effect," unquote. After the bill passed, law enforcement sources would often point to someone who was not in jail and blame the ban on bail, even if the new law had nothing to do with the case. Quote, "Too often these stories were just untrue, and they often used sensationalized headlines or unfact-checked claims from law enforcement," unquote, Bennett said. Quote, "You can draw a direct line from these articles to the rollbacks and from the rollbacks to the fact that thousands of more people are in jail today while COVID is spreading behind bars. That's why we feel this issue is so important," unquote. Stanley Fritz, the political director for Citizen Action, agreed, quote, "The legislature reacted to what the public response when it was obvious now that the public was misled. Legislators were misled. Reporters were misled," unquote, said Fritz. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.